The following Pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on the Kingery.
Hey, Dad. It's Maddie.
Maddie.
Madeline. Remember?
Madeline.
If you're talking to me, talking to Mom. Aren't you talking out both sides of your mouth?
Kitty?
Did you ask my mother why she blames me for Brock?
No. Actually, for the fact that...
Yeah. Take care of yourself, Asa. Seems like the only thing people know how to do around here.
I know that something happened in Arkell's office that day.
I can't help you, Lieutenant.
I'm trying to help you. Save yourself, Hooks. Arkell is going down. I don't want you. I want him.
Please, don't try to talk to me again.
You've got my number, Hooks.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to...
Yeah, I know what you wanted, you creep.
I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to...
Yeah, I know. You were just trying to make nice, right?
Right. You understand.
I understand that this is the last time I want to see you in my bar. Now get... Before I have to get it going for you.
You went over my head?
I am over your head. Let's get something straight here, Fix. I run the Kingery, not you.
You try any of that shit with me, it's war.
And you know something, Felix? War might be worth it just to make you shut your mouth.
I ought to bust your face open.
Do something, tough guy. Rawr! Well, that wall won't mess with you again.
Hey, Major. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah, no big.
Boss has really been putting you to work lately.
Yeah, well, you know, Jawbone's gone. He may have been a punk, but he was a good earner. There's lots of work to be done. Boss is keeping me and Bull real busy, like...
You think the boss is gonna move you up to run Jawbone's old crew?
No way. Yo, look, I ain't got no business thinking about that. I do what I'm told, and the boss, bless his heart, will do what he thinks is best, and that's that. Got it?
Understood.
All right. So is this the guy?
Yep, that's him.
Come on, Sal. Let's go.
I told the boss when I called, he's passed out. I don't think he'll be waking up anytime soon.
Oh, yeah? We'll just see about that.
He's been in here all the time. He's running up Regina's tabs through the stratosphere. He bothers the other customers. He's constantly trying to hit on people.
Oh, yeah. Well, he ain't so bad looking. Which way do you think he swings?
I don't know. I don't even think he knows.
Ah, one of those types. Experimenting, trying to figure things out. We all go through that, you know?
Yeah, well, he can go through it out of my bar where he won't affect sales. I think the property values on this stretch of the thoroughfare plummet every time his drunken stench makes its way down here.
Clean him up nice, a good shower, some new clothes. He might be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Look, I don't mean to rush you, but I do have a business to run here.
Yeah. And this place is really hopping at noon.
Just get him out of here, will you?
Man, he's really out, ain't he?
You need help?
From you? I could get his room out of here and cave your face in at the same time.
All right. How about just the first part of that?
Yeah. I'm gone already.
Thanks, Major. Tell the boss I said hey.
You know it. All right, short pants. Rise and shine.
What?
You have been evicted. Time to move on.
God, the sun is bright. What time is it?
Time to move on.
I just need another drink.
Oh, and you got a problem, because you ain't getting it here.
I'll just go back in.
No. These biceps say your face are gonna kiss the street.
You don't understand, okay? I have...
Oh, yeah, of course. So does everyone at the Kingery, you follow? Look, this ain't the fluffy cloud in Rainbow Kid Town, you follow?
What?
Find somewhere else to go. Because you're done here, sunshine. I catch you in that bar again, and I'll grate your face across the bricks like cheese. You get me? And I'd hate to do it, because you ain't half bad looking. Go get your drink somewhere else.
Yeah, right. Somewhere else.
Ugh, this stuff is terrible.
Well, you could. Oh, I don't know. Stop drinking it, maybe?
Did I ask for your opinion, oh darling daughter of mine?
No.
Well then, why don't you shut the high holy fuck up, my dear? Do your damn job.
You don't need to talk to me like that.
I'm all you've got left, honey. Don't push it.
You don't need to remind me. Believe me, I'm all too aware, Mom.
Don't call me that. Not here. When I'm working, it's Miss Debbie. And right now, I'm not working.
Wait. What? Then what are you?
Drunk. But a patron. A drunken patron. But a patron all the same.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
Nothing else cuts the pain.
What was that?
Who's free?
Candace and Charles, looks like.
Ooh, Candace, she's feisty. And Charles, well, he's not exactly pretty, but I don't keep him around for his face.
Mom!
But his cock, oh yeah, now that's a thing of beauty, right there.
Someone kill me, please.
Just send them both back, will ya?
Together?
Yeah. Together. Good idea. Why don't you? Candace and Charles. Charles and Candace. C and C. CC. Oh, yes, my CC. We shall debauch ourselves to happiness.
Actual happiness?
Close enough for kingery work.
Hey, Candace. Tithia. Yeah, work. No, with my... Miss Debbie. Yeah. Private room, I think. Right. No, and, bring Charles with you. Yeah. Right. Someone else is here. I gotta go. Have, fun? Oh, ew, come on, don't tell me that! Welcome to shenanigans, sir. Who are you in the mood for today?
Who? No, I just, I shouldn't be here.
Well, you must have come here for a reason. What can we do for you?
Can I just get a drink?
Sure. Have a seat and I'll be right with you. What would you like?
Whatever you've got that can take the pain away. That's what I need.
You and everyone else.
You
You gotta listen to me, Tom.
I don't gotta do anything.
You got no place putting a gal there. That's man's work.
I'd like to see you say that to her face.
What? You think I'm scared? Is that it?
I think you should be. I am. She's built like a tank. She's got biceps bigger than my head.
Listen, there ain't never been a time Felix Dugan has ever been afraid of a woman.
Then you've clearly not known many women.
Oh, I know women. I know them all the time. I know them so good they keep coming back for more. Coming again and again and again.
Yeah, your sophistication does my soul good. You're a real gentleman, Fix.
All she needs is a real man to give her what she craves.
Uh-huh. You let me know when you find one.
It's me, boss.
Come on in.
Oh, I took care of that thing you want me to take care of.
Good. You left?
Yeah. No idea where his pretty face got off to. But I made sure it's someplace else.
Good.
Hey, you major. We were just talking about you.
Back the fuck up, or your balls are mine.
Maybe that's just what I want. Maybe I want to see them in that pretty little mouth.
Sure. Why not? I can chew them up and make a nice pate.
You'd like it.
Push me and find out.
All right, knock it off. I've had enough of that shit around here to last the rest of my life.
Boss, I'm sorry.
I wasn't really talking to you.
Oh, so it's all my fault, is it?
Don't you have an investigation to conduct?
Yeah, this chick ain't good enough for my taste anyway.
You're just worried I'd break you. And I can tell you, Poodle, I would.
You want to try it?
Get the fuck out of here, Fix. Jesus H, that guy is the last thing I need around here. Got the family breathing down my neck about Shepard and the... Yeah, what is it?
Boss? It's me, Hooks, from maintenance.
You want I should get rid of him?
No, let him in.
You got it. I'll wait outside.
No, stay.
You sure?
Well, I trust you, and I need someone I can trust. Maybe it's time you started hearing a bit more than you used to.
What? Isn't that what they sent Fix here for?
Fix isn't half the man you are, Major. That sounded wrong. Not that you don't possess a, you know, certain feminine mis... Forget I said anything. I trust you, okay? Let's leave it at that.
Well, geez, boss. Thanks.
Oh, boss, I...
Oh, relax. I ain't gonna hurt you.
No, of course not. I was just startled because you're so tall and brawny. Well, you don't see many women like...
Have a seat, Hooks.
Yes, boss.
Major is going to be around me a lot more often now, so you're going to have to get used to her. You need me, I'm not around, she's the one you go to. Got it?
Yes, sir. Boss?
So, what brings you here today?
The police.
What?
Well, specifically Madeline.
Jesus!
You want me to pat him down for wires?
No, nothing like that. I mean, that's what they want, but I wouldn't. I mean, I couldn't. I mean, I wouldn't...
Slow down. Explain. Now.
Madeline came to me yesterday. She tried to get me to give her information on you and the Kingery, and...
You didn't tell her anything, right?
No, of course not. I thought about her offer. I considered it, and I know that's dangerous, but...
No, admitting it is dangerous. Especially if people like Fix are around. Lucky for you, I'm not like him. I know people. People consider things. I appreciate your honesty, Hooks. If you hadn't considered it, or hadn't told me you at least briefly contemplated it, you'd have been a liar. But you told me the truth. People like you are hard to find. Good man.
Well, I... Thank you, boss. I just felt I should let you know, and...
Yeah. You're gonna do it.
What?
You're going to give her exactly what she wants. Or what she wants to hear, anyway. I want you to go back to her and tell her you've thought it over and have accepted her offer.
You want me to rat you out?
Yes and no. See, I'll give you information to feed her. Most of it wrong, but just enough of it right so that she can't discount the thing you're uncovering. And meanwhile, you'll report back to me with information on her. What she wants, what she's after, where her troops are going, what giant parasitic bug crawled up her ass and died. I want to know every little thing you hear or see.
This could be the key to getting her off our asses for good.
And this is why he's the boss.
But boss, I can't do that. You don't understand. I can't act. I can't lie. I can't do this.
You know, boss, he's got a point.
Ah, but if Maddie's talked to you, she knows that for herself by now. Which is what makes you the perfect man for the job. You're nervous and twitchy. I suspect this will make you more nervous and twitchy. You'll just seem more like yourself. She'll chalk up to nerves over being worried that I'll find out you're a rat and try to get to you.
That's a much better point.
I don't need a yes man, Major.
Well, no, boss. I mean, I actually agree with this.
Well, if you don't, you tell me and you call me on it. You got that?
Yes, boss.
Right. Now, back to you.
No.
Yes, 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 yes. Go see her now before you can think about it too much. Matter of fact, don't think. Don't act. Don't pretend. Just tell her you agree to her offer and ask as many questions as you can. You can do this.
No, but I...
Oh, you can. And you will. Boss says so.
Oh, this isn't what I signed up for.
Speaking of, how are the new people working out? Jake and... Belly, was it?
They're fine. No, they're not fine. They're lazy and kind of incompetent and I hired him, so it's all my fault. And
oh, thank goodness Julie's back then.
Yeah, she's been really great, but those two are just so...
I'm sure it'll all work out. Now, go see Maddie.
Oh, all right.
You know, you should try knitting.
Knitting?
Yeah, it helps calm my nerves after a big fight. Give it a try. I'm making a sweater for the boss for his birthday.
Oh, okay.
I swear to fuck, one of these days I'm gonna bolt that door shut, unplug the phone, and just take a nap for a change. Yeah, what?
Boss! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! Boss, I was on a maintenance request and I was checking the sink because there was a clog and there's blood and he's dead and oh god, I think he's dead!
What? Julie?
Yes, sorry, it's Julie.
Okay, where are you? Just calm down, take a few deep breaths.
Piled up because those two new people are kind of complete fuck-ups. But I was coming to check the sink at Bowles because it was reported clogged 2 weeks ago, but then he didn't answer the door. So I used the maintenance override, and there's just blood everywhere. He's laying on the floor, but I can't look. I think he's cut open. There were organs in. Oh.
Son of a bitch. Okay, Julie, honey, listen to me. You get out of Bull's place. Do not go back in there. Just wait outside. I'm going to send Major over. She'll take care of it. You just breathe. Try to relax. Whatever you do, don't look back in that room, okay?
Yeah. Okay, Mom.
What do you need, boss?
It's Bull. I think he's dead.
What?
You've been to Bull's place, right?
Yeah, we used to play poker there on Saturday nights and watch the latest skin flicks on the vid. Oh, man. Pull?
All right, get over there. Your first priority is Julie. She's shaken up. Bad. After what she's already been through. God, that poor kid.
Say no more, boss. I'll take care of her.
Good. And then get back to Bull's place. Check it all out. And if he is...
I know the rules and how to do it. I'll clean it up.
Thank you. Now go, and hurry.
Boss, you got it.
What the fuck is going on around here? Who would have... You have a girlfriend? Somebody put a hit up? Fix! Son of a bitch!
Here you go, Roberts. Drink up.
Don't call me that. I told you that's not my name.
Oh, I know that. Believe me, sweetie. You were even prettier before.
How would you know?
You know what I know?
No.
know what I know? No. That all sounds the same. What I know is that CC is a really good time.
Okay.
You know, guys are fun, but girls, there's something special about her.
Of course.
Pentacles are pretty special, too. I miss you, Proc.
Hey. Hey, you asleep? Guess so. Yeah, girls are special. I used to be a girl. Being a guy is not so great. Wish I could be a woman again.
Shove and stick 'em in, Brock.
Miss
Gray? Brooks! Well, yeah, well, I've reconsidered your offer. I think I would, like to help, maybe?
Maybe you would like to help?
I don't know! Oh, this is crazy!
Just calm down. Relax. We can offer you protection. We'll keep an eye on you.
No. Oh, God, I don't want people watching me. I shouldn't have called.
Wait, don't go. Please. Please, folks, we need your help.
I don't know about this. Mr. Arkell's been good to me, and I don't see why you want to bother him so much anyway, and...
Let me tell you a little story, Mr. Hurst. About a man named Martin Gray.
Is he related to you?
He's my father. And he was a cop, too. A very, very good one. The finest, most honorable man I've ever known.
Oh, well, that's nice.
A couple decades back, he discovers a lot of money flowing through this bookie in our neighborhood, gets wind of a robbery attempt by some young, up-and-coming wise guy by the name of Tommy Arkell.
Okay, but
my father tried to stop that robbery, Mr. Hooks. Then he got a bullet in his brain for his efforts. Courtesy of the man you're worried about turning on.
Oh, no, don't tell me that!
My father can barely remember who I am.
No.
He's forgetting I've already made lieutenant. I call to talk to him, and it breaks my heart every single time. My father was taken away from me by a greedy little shit who wanted to impress his family. Well, just look where he is now. His family got impressed, all right? But mine lost a good man.
Well, that doesn't really sound like Mr. Arkell. I mean, he's never...
He's not who you think he is. We should meet. Talk in person. My address is on the card I gave you. Let's say, in an hour?
Ah, for crying, man, we're never gonna make it to the finals if they keep up with stupid mistakes like that.
I know. Jesus, what the hell are they getting all that money for? They keep falling down like a bunch of clowns. Assholes!
Ha! Tell me about it.
I keep swearing I ain't gonna watch table ball anymore. Bad for my blood pressure. But I sure wish I had a big screen like that at home.
Ha ha! Yeah, I bought one a couple months ago.
Hey, where are you going?
I told you! First Aaron and now Bull? Bull? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Get off of me! I was just trying to watch the game here, but like I was just saying, I get so worked up. Bad for my blood pressure.
You know what's bad for mine? People who can't follow simple directions like, don't kill my employees!
You know, I've just about had it with you, Tom.
Stupid son of... You've had it with me? Shut the fuck up!
You picked the wrong guy, Tom. I was on your side.
People on my side don't kill our own guys!
You know what? That game is bad for my blood pressure. I think it's time to turn it off.
Put me down! Put me the fuck...
That was a long time coming, pal. Enjoy the rest of the game.
What?
A majority of the shares and rumored Mafia Run Resort were just bought out. The deal was just minutes ago. We now take you live to the Stock Exchange conference with the resort's new owner.
Glory be to God. His flock has come home.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
On the next, the Kingery.
Well, no, that's just something that could happen, you know?
Right. But think if it ever did. The lawsuits.
It can't be. Roberts?
I've really had enough of your damn quoting, Adam. First you closed the Sparkle Pool, then SOL, and now shenanigans. You just put dozens of people out of work.
And I'm putting you out of this office while I'm at it.
Mom, what are you talking about?
Maybe I am just a little disoriented. Yes, sweetheart, I'm going back home, right now.
Sweetheart?
All the memories you worked so hard to recover.
I don't care. Everything about who I am, who I was, I don't want to remember it. That person doesn't exist.
And as for you, Shepard, don't get too comfortable.
Is that a threat?
No, I never bother making threats.
Next time on The Kingery, only at PendantAudio.com.
I could just kiss you.
Please don't. I gotta go.
The Kingery, Season 2, Episode 7, State of Flux, featuring the voice talents of Andrew Eckhart as Roberts, Seth Adam Schur as the bartender, M. Sierra Garcia as Major, Lexi Rawl as Debbie, Catherine Pride as Tithia, Mark Zerichor as Fix, Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, Perry Whittle as Hook, Heather Frizzell as Julie, Alicia Lane Matheson as Madeline Gray, Abner Cenaries as the bystander, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the newscaster, and Jovian Lab as Adam Shepard. Written by Jeffrey Bridges. Story by Jeffrey Bridges with Neil Bailey, Susan Bridges, Pete Mylan, Teresa J. McGarry, and Seth Adam Schur. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald. Directed by Perry Whittle. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2008 Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2008 Pendant Productions. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.